The following is tape number 6 from the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
This knowledge, Vedic knowledge, is received by parampara system. Just like Krishna said to Sun God, Imam Vivasati Yugam Praktavanaham Abhayam, Vivasan Manaviprah, Manuikhaka Vibravi, Evam Parampara Pratam, Imam Raja Sayodidu. Krishna said, that's this yoga system, first of all, I explained to the Sun God. And he explained to his son, Manu. And Manu explained to his son, Ikhaku. In this way, by the parampara system, by the disciplic succession, the knowledge is coming. Sakalena yoganasta parantapa. But as soon as it began to be explained by others, without being in the disciplic succession, in the chain of disciplic succession, speaking the same truth, it becomes broken. Sakalena, yoganashta. Yoganashta is spoiled. If one does not come in the disciplic succession, he will spoil the teaching that is being done. So-called commentator, teacher of Bhagavad Gita, he does not come in the disciplic succession. He is self-made guru. Therefore, he is not guru. Self-made guru cannot be guru. He must be authorized by the bona fide guru. Then he is guru. This is the fact. Nobody can be self-made anything. A medical practitioner. He cannot become self-made. That I have studied all the medical books in my home. No. Have you ever gone to the medical college and taken instruction from the bona fide teachers? Then, if you have got the certificate, then you are medical practitioner. Similarly, bona fide guru means he must be authorized by the superior guru. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amara Gaya Guru Haiya Taro Yaidi. He must receive the order from the superior. And the superior must be bona fide. Then he is bona fide. Not self-made. Tasmat Gurum Prabhadeta. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. The direction is that one must go to a guru. But who is guru? Sadip cha parechani snatam brahmani upasamasayam. These are the descriptions. So to find out a bona fide guru is not difficult, provided one is bona fide to search out a guru. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti latabi. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Because by the mercy of Krishna, one gets a bona fide guru. And by the mercy of bona fide guru, one gets Krishna. This is the process. When I am actually serious to have connection with Krishna, the Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesya ujjana tishtha. So Krishna can understand. We cannot hide anything from Krishna. That is not possible. Because Krishna is sitting side by side, just like two birds sitting side by side. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, another bird is the witness. That is the Vedic version. So, as soon as I become serious to know about Krishna, Krishna can understand. Now my friend is very serious. Say we'll find out a bona fide guru for him. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti latari. Double mercy. Krishna's mercy and Guru's mercy. If one is serious, Krishna is satisfied, now he is serious about finding out, about knowing me, then Krishna gives the direction that here is Guru, my representative. You take shelter of him and you will get me. This is the way. That is expression. That is by the grace of Krishna, that it is a fortunate person. Fortunate person means he must be sincere. Serious to know about Krishna. That is fortunate. Because our misfortune has begun by forgetting Krishna. Krishna bhuliya ji bhogavan chaka. When we desire to enjoy this material world, forgetting service of Krishna, that is the beginning of our misfortune. That is the beginning. Because as soon as I forget Krishna, that is the beginning of my misfortune. So, in order to become again fortunate, I have to become Krishna conscious. That is the way. The same. By somewhere other, anadi bohirmukh jeev, Krishna bhuli gela, kataye Krishna maya, kataye maya tar galaye bandhi. Somewhere other we forgot Krishna. Unfortunate because we are, even we have got this opportunity of remembering Krishna, we are trying to avoid. We are bringing so many nonsense things. Why not this, why not that, why not? This is misfortune. Krishna says, sarvadhanmal parityajamam ekam saranam mani. But we are presenting, why not this, why not that, why not this, why not that? This is our misfortune. Why? Krishna says, mam ekam. Why shall I try to put another alternative? Why? What is the reason? That is our misfortune. Krishna is offering the fortune. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. This is fortune. But I will not take that. Krishna says, get up, give up all other engagements. Simply take shelter of me. I shall give you all protection. But I don't believe Krishna. Therefore it is my misfortune. This fortune to become fortunate and misfortunate, just like in English word, man is the architect of his own fortune. Is it not? Man is the architect of his own fortune. But if you, as you are architect of your own fortune, you are architect of your own misfortune. If you don't accept Krishna's advice, then you must consider yourself unfortunate. You should be cautious. Why shall I become unfortunate? I must become fortunate. So that to become fortunate is not very difficult thing. All these Krishna conscious people, they are fortunate. They have taken Krishna's advice as it is, without any change. They are fortunate. And that is being manifested, that they are fortunate. So this is the process. By the grace of Krishna, if we are sincere and serious, then Krishna becomes kind upon us and gives direction. Buddhi yogam dadami tam. I give them. Buddhi yogam. Buddhi means intelligence. Here, everyone has got intelligence. At least he thinks that he is very intelligent. Everyone thinks, although he is full number one, he thinks himself as very intelligent. because intelligence is there. But when the intelligence is used for material fortune, that is unfortunate. When intelligence used for developing Krishna consciousness, that is fortune. So we can set up our own fortune or misfortune. The fortune means that we must be serious after hearing about Krishna. One must be serious. Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vaja. So, if you are intelligent, we should seriously think over this proposal. So why Krishna says, give up everything and surrender unto me? There is sufficient reason. If one has seriously studied Bhagavad Gita, there is sufficient reason to surrender unto God, unto Krishna. Everywhere, that those who are karmis, Krishna says unto them, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, kuru satan madarpanam, karmanne badikarasti, ma phalesu, kadasana. This is for the karmis. And for the jnanis, bhavanam janmanavanti, jnanaman mang prapadyate. After many, many births, the so-called jnanis, when he surrenders unto Krishna, that is success. Samahatma sudurlava, vasudeva sarvami. By culture of knowledge, by philosophical speculation, if one comes to this point, conclusion, that vasudeva sarvami, vasudeva Krishna is everything, then he is Gyanavan, real Gyanavan. That is real. Jnane prayasa mudupas. Namantayam. He must be submissive. That submissive means, yes, after cultivating knowledge, my Lord Krishna have come to this conclusion that you are the supreme absolute truth. I bow down my head upon your lotus. That is real jnana. That is jnana. Otherwise, ajnana. But they are accepting ajnana as jnana. To accept ajnana as jnana is the most unfortunate position. That is not jnana. Real jnana is how to surrender to Krishna. So this is jnana. For yogi, this instruction also is there. Karmi, jnani, yogi and bhakta. There are four classes of men, transcendentalists. They are all transcendentalists, culturing, spiritual, that's all right. But even in the spiritual cultivation, there is superior, inferior, not exactly superior, inferior, because that is the material, but still there are classification. This classification is endless. When one comes to know Krishna, tasmin vijñāte sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti. If one understands Krishna, then Paramātmā and Brahmā becomes automatically known. Sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti. Just like if you have got $100,000, $10 is within it, $50 is within it, $500 within it. So in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is discussed there. Jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, buddhi yoga, so many yogas. But Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja, ultimately. That means if you surrender unto me, all these yogas are included. All these yogas, karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, all yogas are included. Yogi namati sarvesa. That we have to understand. We have to become fortunate to understand this philosophy. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita ho. This philosophy. If one surrenders to Krishna, if one becomes Krishna conscious, then he is karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, hatha yogi, everything. Everything is included there. He hasn't got to practice separately karma yoga, dhyana yoga, jnana yoga, hatha yoga. Everything is there. The hatha yogis, they can display many wonderful things. But Krishna Bhakta, without endeavoring for all these things, Krishna can show many magic on his behalf. Why should he take trouble himself to play the magic himself? Krishna will show how magical things are performed by the devotee. Krishna will show. Just like small child, he doesn't require to earn money for spending. If he is a rich man's son, his father will take care of him. Similarly, a devotee does not endeavor to become expert in jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga, this yoga. He depends on Krishna. And when some yogic, mystic power has to be shown, Krishna will show that. That is the process, bhakti yoga. You take to Krishna, and everything will be done, Krishna. Krishna says, aham tva sarva papibha mokkhoishya. Masuchi. Don't worry. I shall take care of it. So therefore, the conclusion is that by one who is fortunate, he can take to Krishna consciousness 10% without any deviation. That is wanted.
Then by the grace of the spiritual master, one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness. In this way, the whole jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness is directly under the spiritual energy, Krishna and the spiritual master. This has nothing to do with the material world. When we speak of Krishna, we refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his many expansions.
Yes.
Krishna is not alone. That's why when we speak of the king, although it is singular number, king means there are so many others. There is the queen, there is the minister, there is the secretary, there is the commander-in-chief, there is bodyguard, there are so many other things. Similarly, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna means his expansion. He has got different types of expansion. Sangsha and Vivinnangsha. Sangsha expansion is Vishnu Tattva. Krishna is the original person. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. All others, just like Vishnu, Narayan, or demigods, all others, they are all expansions of Krishna. We are also expansion of Krishna. We living entities, we are Vivinnangsha. Mamaivangsa, Krishna says, Mamaivangsa. Jivaloka. All these living entities, they are my part and parcel. We are also extension of Krishna. Or the demigods, they are also extension of Krishna. The Vishnu Tattva, they are also extensions of Krishna. Everyone. So Krishna means, including his expansion, including his energies, including his personal paraphernalia, including his dhamma, everything, that is Krishna. Ramadi murti su kala niyamena tishthan. Tishthan means continuing to exist. Ramadi murti su kala niyamena. With his expansion, sangsa expansion, vivinnangsa expansion. So Krishna is not alone. Krishna is not nirakar. Krishna is not impersonal. Because he has got so many personal associates. Nitya nityana. All these personal associates, they are individual person. We are all person. You are person, I am person, we are all individual. I have got my individual opinion. You have got your individual opinion. Oneness means when these individual opinions are coincided in the matter of surrendering to Krishna, that is oneness. Oneness does not mean that all these individuals become one, homogeneous. No, they keep their individuality, but they become one in the service of Krishna. That is one. Now everyone is working for his sense gratification, personal. When everyone becomes agreed that we shall satisfy Krishna, that is oneness. That is oneness. One nation, we can understand. One family. One family means there are individual persons, but they are working for the interest of the family, all of them, combinedly, conjointly working. Similarly, they are working conjointly for the society, or they are working conjointly for the community, or conjointly working for the nation. That is oneness. When we speak, we are Indian nation, oneness. That oneness does not mean that every individual Indian has become homogeneous with other Indians. No. Every Indian is an individual person, but he has sacrificed his individuality and engaged himself for the service of the country. That is national consciousness. Similarly, Krishna consciousness. As there is national consciousness, community consciousness, family consciousness, so many other consciousness. Similarly, Krishna consciousness means all persons agree to work for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is oneness. Oneness does not mean we lose our individuality. Sometimes individually we fight, just like in the legislative assembly. Our representative MPs, they go and fight. They did deliberation. But the purpose is to serve the country. Therefore, instead of the difference of opinions, they agree to work in this way. That is legislation. Similarly, individuality there must be always. But when we find out one means to satisfy Krishna, Krishna consciousness, to satisfy Krishna, that is oneness. Ekattam manupasyata. That is ekattam. Why? In other words, ekattam. This is the version of the Isopanishad. Ekattam anupasyata. Ekattam anupasyata. Ekattam at the same time, anupasyata. That means we are all spirit souls. We are part and parcel of Krishna. This is anupasya. And on this basis, when we find ekatkam, oneness, that is the platform of peace. That we are all servants of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised this. Jive sarupai nitya Krishna das. When we feel that eternally, I am servant of Krishna, you are servant of Krishna, that is ekattam. Not that we become a lump of thing. No. Impersonality cannot be, personality cannot be changed. Jivaloke, mamaivamsa jivabhuta jivaloke sanatana. This individuality is sanatana, eternal. But when we disagree to serve Krishna, that is asanatana, not sanatana, that is artificial. So here in this material world, we have disagreed to serve Krishna. Therefore the whole proposal is, again agree to serve Krishna. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is real philosophy. We disagreed. Therefore we came into this material world. And we are fighting with one another. Now the proposal is, they agree to this oneness. Ekam. Then there will be peace. Gyatya mam shanti micha. These things are there. Moktaram jagatapasam, sarva lokum ayasaram, sridam sarva bhutanam. Gyatya mam shanti micha. We are becoming leaders, the friend of the people. But we are not friend of the people. Krishna is the friend of Sridhan Sarvabhutana. If we simply say that I am your friend in this sense, that I deliver the message to you that Krishna is your best friend. I am friend so far. I am giving you this information. But actual friend is Krishna. Sridhan Sarvabhutana. So this is friendship. If one preaches Krishna consciousness and teaches everyone that Krishna is your best friend, he does not say, I am your best friend. I am your best friend in this sense that I am giving you this information. Actually, Krishna is your best friend. What can I do? I am a teeny living entity. What can I do for you? I may become your friend. But when you are in danger, I cannot give you any protection. Krishna can give you protection. This is real friendship. He does not take himself. He always says, carries the message only. Jaimam madbhakteso vidhasati. Simply our business is to carry the message of Krishna. Then we are friends. Otherwise, we are not friends. We may pose to become friends, but we are not friends because we do not know how to benefit the friend. Sometimes we mislead him. Therefore, our business is to point out that Krishna is your friend. Sridhang sarva-bhutanam. He is the proprietor. Don't claim your proprietorship. You are not proprietor. You are falsely claiming. Because what you are claiming as your property, it will be taken away by Krishna at the time of your death. Everything will be finished. Mrityu sarva harascha aham, Krishna says. Mrityu, Krishna says, I am death. When I take away everything from the person, his life, property, body and everything. Actually, we claim, this is my property, this is moho. Aham mameti, lokasya, janasya mohoyam. This is friendship. To educate people that you are not proprietor. Krishna is proprietor. You are not enjoyer. Krishna is enjoyer. You are seeking out friends to give you protection. Krishna is the supreme friend. We give you protection. If we spread this message all over the world, then I am friend of Krishna and friend of the person. Otherwise, I am not friend. Because I cannot become friend. I can simply carry, just like post peon gives you 5,000 rupees delivered. He does not deliver. Somebody else is delivering. He is simply carrying. That's all. Similarly, if we simply carry the message of Krishna as it is, we become perfect. It is not very difficult. If I simply carry the message of Krishna, where is the difficulty? Everything is there. Krishna has said everything. Krishna says, man mana bhava bhadmakta madhyaji mang namaskaru. We carry this message. Just always think of Krishna. Always offer obeisances to Krishna. Become a devotee of Krishna. Manvana, think of Krishna always. We have to carry this message. Where is the difficulty? So, to become a bona fide spiritual master, there is no difficulty. Even simply, if we carry the message of Krishna as it is without any adulteration. So we must find out a person who is actually bona fide spiritual master by this test that he is not, adulterating Krishna's message. He is not playing foul with the message of Krishna in order to introduce himself, his person. He is simply presenting the message of Krishna as it is. Then he is spiritual master. Nobody else. Thank you very much.
He refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead along with his many expansions. He is expanded by his plenary parts and parcels, his differentiated parts and parcels, and his different energies. Krishna, in other words, means everything and includes everything. Generally, however, we should understand Krishna to mean Krishna and his personal expansions. Krishna expands himself as Buladeva, Sankarshan, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, as well as many other incarnations and innumerable Vishnu expansions. These are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam to be as numerous as the uncountable waves. So Krishna includes all such expansions as well as his pure devotees. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that Krishna's expansions are all complete in eternity, blissfulness, and cognizance. Devotional service means to prosecute Krishna-conscious activities which are favorable to the transcendental pleasure of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And any activities which are not favorable to the transcendental favor of the Lord cannot be accepted as devotional service.
So,
Krishna does not mean alone. Krishna is not impersonal. He is person and he expands in so many persons. Eka Bahushyam. He is one, but he expands himself to innumerable forms. The Vishnu forms, they are known as Shangsha. And the servitor forms, the living entities, they are also expansion of Vishnu, part and parcel, differentiated, vivinnaṃs. So, everything expansion of Krishna, parasya brahmana shakti, parasya brahmana shakti, sarvedam akhilam jagat. Whatever we see, experience, within this world, within this universe, that's simply expansion of the energy of Krishna. Just like fire has got two energies, heat and light. Similarly, Krishna is expanding by his two energies, the material energy and the spiritual energy. So this material world is expansion of his material energy, and we are marginal. We are also energy. We are not energetic. We are not Purusha. We are Prakriti. In the Bhagavad Gita, the living entities have been described as Prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritiṃ para. After describing the material energies, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, ego, Krishna says, aparayam, all these energies, separated energies, material energies, they are apara, inferior. But that is also Krishna's energy. Inferior means not actually inferior, because there cannot be anything inferior which is emanating from Krishna. The inferior in this sense, by our absence of Krishna consciousness. Because we have come here in this material world to enjoy, to satisfy sense satisfaction, sense gratification. We have made it inferior. Otherwise it is not inferior. One who knows how to utilize this energy, for him it is not inferior. Nidbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagamacchu. One who does not know how to utilize this material energy for the purpose of Krishna, for them it is inferior. Otherwise, Advaigan, absolute, idam hi vishang bhagavan ivetara. Narada Muni has described before Vyasdeva, idam hi vishang bhagavan ivetara. It appears like different, but actually, Krishna, Mahabhagavad, this is the vision of Mahabhagavad, not ordinary. Mahabhagavad, sthavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. Mahabhagavad sees a tree, or an animal, he does not see the form, but he sees his Ishtadeva murti. He sees there Krishna. Actually, Krishna is there as Paramatma. So, he sees Paramatma. He does not see the external body. So, Krishna's two energies, inferior means where Krishna consciousness is almost absent, that is inferior. When there is Krishna consciousness, that is no more inferior. That is superior. So, Krishna says, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. After all, any energy, prakriti. So, the Mayavadi philosopher mistakes to elevate the living entities to the standard of Purusha, the Supreme. But actually it is not so. It is Prakriti. Prakriti means predominated. And Purush means predominator. And actually that is our position. We are not predominator. Artificially I am thinking that I am predominator. That is my illusion. I am not predominator. Nobody is predominator. Predominator is Krishna. Matta parataru nanya kinti jasti dhananja. He is predominator. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvang prabhata. So, prakriti and purush, Krishna is purush. Purusham sasatam. Arjuna has described. Purusham sasatam. Parabrahma param dhama pavittam paramam bhava. Purusham sasatam adhyam. You are the original purush. Enjoy. That is Krishna consciousness. If we know that Krishna is the original person, enjoyer, and we are simply enjoyed. We are meant for being enjoyed, not to take the post of enjoyer. Here in this material world, everyone is artificially trying to become enjoyer, both men and women. And that is illusion. Nobody is enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokamayasaram. The supreme enjoyer is Krishna. So, just like Prakriti Purush, we can get one idea. Husband and wife. Husband is Purush. Wife is Prakriti. So if the wife is faithful, always trying to serve the husband, always to make her husband pleased, and husband takes care of the wife for all her necessities of life, as that home life becomes very beautiful and happy. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme Purusha, enjoyer. We living entities, if we simply try to serve him and make him happy, as the gopis did, then it is very congenial atmosphere, as it was in Vrindavan. Everyone is serving Krishna. Everyone is trying to please Krishna. The birds, the bees, the trees, the land, the water, the cowherd boys, the gopis, Krishna's father, mother, elderly people, everyone. The center point is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So, we can have Vrindavan anywhere and everywhere. Vrindavan is not that limited. It is not material. As Krishna is not limited. Krishna says in the Brahma Sangita, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Just like Krishna says that patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajachat tadaham asanami. Now one can say that Krishna is far, far away in the Goloka Vrindavan. How he will eat? And that is material conception. Krishna can eat even he is in Goloka Vrindavan, provided the foodstuff is offered by devotee, jo me bhaktya prajacchati. It is the question of bhakti. Then Krishna eats. Krishna is present in his Goloka Vrindavan, in his dhama. He does not go out, but his expansion goes out and takes, accepts the service of the body. This is the Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. One should understand the Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. It is a science, how he takes. We have got our limited sense that I am sitting here. If you offer my foodstuff some years off from me, I cannot reach because I am limited. But Krishna can expand his hand. He himself comes. Swami was Puratam. Krishna becomes manifest to the devotee. Atasri Krishna Namadi Navavit Gayam Indriya. Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivhado. When one becomes devotee, beginning from the tongue, Jivhado, by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivhado Swayameva Svaratata. He becomes revealed. Jai Naam Sai Krishna. That is the perfection of chanting without any offenses. Then you will find the name is not different from Krishna. When you are chanting, you will find Krishna is dancing on your tongue. This is the conclusion. So, we have to learn how to chant. Therefore, in the Shastras and the Puranas, the 10 kinds of offenses are described, and Srila Jiva Goswami has given very much stress to avoid these offenses. Shuddhanam. In the beginning, we cannot chant pure form of the name, because we are accustomed, but still, by chanting process, then it becomes namabhas, almost pure. Abhas means, just like before sunrise, you find the darkness is off. But it is not sunlight. It is different from sunlight, but still there is the dawn. You can see everything distinctly. Similarly, first there is offensive name, and if you avoid the 10 kinds of offenses, then gradually it becomes Namabhas. And Srila Haridas Thakur has said, Namacharya, that by Namabhas one becomes liberated. There was some argument with Haridas Thakur and one Brahmin in the office of Raghunath Das Goswami, his father and uncle. So there was some high-level talks on this Namabhas. So by Namabhas, one becomes liberated. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra fancy, one becomes materially happy or distressed. But when one comes to the stage of Namabhas, he becomes liberated. And when he chants pure name, there is Krishna prem, just like Rupa Goswami. He was chanting, we are also chanting, but we are not in the stage of Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur. Actually, if we come to that stage, then there will be Krishna prem, love of Krishna. Just like Rupa Goswami said, that what shall I chant with one tongue and two ears? If there are millions of tongues and trillions of ears, I could chant something. And we cannot finish even 16 now. Because we have not created our taste for chanting. Still we are in the Namaparad stage. But don't be disappointed. Go on chanting. You'll come to the right position, Namabhas, then Shuddha Nam. Everything requires gradual development. So, this Nama is also another incarnation of Krishna. Nama Rupe Kulikale Krishna Avatar. Name is, because name and Krishna is not different. Avinnatya nama namina. There is no difference. Here in the material world, there is difference between the name and the substance. But again, in the absolute world, there is no such distinction. The name and the person, the same, identical. So, actually, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we directly associate with Krishna, because name is the incarnation of Krishna. Nama Rupe Krishna Avata. Therefore, if you are sensible, then we should take very much respectful attitude to the name, because name and Krishna the same. Suppose Krishna comes here, how much respectful we shall be immediately. So similarly, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we should know Krishna is there. Therefore, we should be very much cautious and respectful, not neglectful. That is offense. That is offense. If you become inattentive, that is offense. We should know this. Try to avoid. Krishna is giving us chance to meet Him in so many ways. Nam, Rup, Lila, Parikar, Vaishishta. He is giving us chance in the form of name, in the form of deity, in the form of His pastimes, in the form of His paraphernalia, just like this Vrindavan. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, it is not my manufacture. Arad Bhagavan Vrijesh Tanayo Tadhyamam Vrindavanam. As Krishna, the Brajendranandan Hari Krishna, as he is worshipable, similarly his dham is worshipable. We should be very much respectful to Vrindavan dham. Otherwise we will be offended. Dham aparad. Dham aparad. If we remain here in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna, and how much we should be cautious, how much we should be careful if we are actually understand what is dhamma. Dhamma is also Krishna. If in the dhamma we commit sinful activities, then we are what is called suiciding, committing suicide. It is a fact. You know the story of Jamalaja. So, they were given the place in the dhamma, Vrindavan dhamma, as a tree. But they had to waste time for so many hundreds of years. Although there is guarantee, anyone who is in dhamma, he will get the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, but not why should you waste your time to become a tree or a monkey or a hog or a dog? Don't waste. You should be very careful. Don't commit any offense in the dhamma. Then one life is sufficient to go back to home, back to God. Takta dehang punarjanmanaiti mameti. If you actually live in Vrindavan, carefully, without committing any offense and sinful life, then in this life you are going to Krishna. Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam jiv janati tattva. To live in Vrindavan means to know Krishna, how he appeared here, how he played here, how he executed his pastimes here, janma, karma, bibham, these are all celestial, all transcendental. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihar. So this is Vrindavan life of Krishna. So if we know Krishna tattvata, this tattvata we discussed this morning, manushanam sahasyasi kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatamapi siddhanam koshchit vetti maam tato. So, those who are living in Vrindavan, they should try to understand Krishna tato. That is their business. Not that take advantage of Vrindavan and make some annabhilas, jnana karma. No. That means we are wasting time. We'll get the chance because you have come to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is so powerful. But if we commit offense and sinful activities, it will be delayed. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't waste time. Don't wait for another life. In this life, finish this business to understand Krishna and go back to home, back to God. That is the point. If one is businessman, just like in business, they want to execute business, free, finish the business quickly. Similarly, because we see that such a devotee like Bharat Maharaj, because he was little attached to a cap, deer cap, what is called? Horn, yes. So he had to take the life of a deer next level. Just see, such a great devotee. But because he was little attached, jang jang vapi smaran loki tajatanti kalevaram. So we should be very careful that even in Vrindavan, if we miss the point, if you are attached to something, then you have to accept. another life, either as beast or tree. Of course, the chance will be given to become a tree and beast in Vrindavan. That is also profitable, because next life he's going back to home, back to God. But why should he waste another life in this way? So, Krishna, Nama Rupi Avatar. So we should respect chanting of Hare Krishna mantra with very carefulness, cautious, so that we may not commit any offense. Then your business is successful. Namnat balad jasvai papa buddhi. If somebody thinks that I am living in Vrindavan, I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so if I do something sinful, what it will do? Eka nam Krishna name jato pap hare, papi hai tato pap korivare nahi. So what sinful I am doing? Little sinful. Yes, little sinful will be excused. But if it is done, not willingly, but if you commit sinful activities willingly, daily, then you will be punished. That is law of nature. Even if we are bhakta, you will be given chance, but you will have to be punished. So therefore you must be very careful. We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, means dealing with Krishna directly. Therefore, we must be very careful, cautious, respectful. Then it is nice, it is success. Great, next.